Yeah.
Can you talk about the circumstances surrounding that? What happened?
Basically, I went to USC straight out of high school from Hawaii, and I got up there, and I was starting during camp. I was starting on all the special teams. I got then hurt right before camp started. Basically, I think I was young. I was 17. You know, I kind of went on the back burner of my coaches, and I felt like, oh, you know, they're not showing me love anymore, and like, you know, I should be playing. Like, I had that kind of attitude when I first entered college, and basically by the end of my second semester, I was kind of over it. I was like, you know, I want to go home. I'm homesick. You know what I mean? I guess I had a lot of things going on in my mind, and basically I left, and Coach Chow was the reason why I had a transfer to junior college. Cause I went to El Camino JC right after, and you know he talked to me, and he was like, hey, you know, you should still try and play football. You know what I mean? Like, don't just go home. You know what I mean? Like, just try, stick it out. And basically, I went to El Camino Junior College with the basic same kind of attitude. Like, all right, I'll play football, but you know, I kind of wasn't going to class and everything, and I was still basically real immature about my decisions, and I ended up by my second year at junior college, I didn't have enough credits to transfer to any D1 school. Yeah. So I ended up not playing for 04 and 05. I didn't even go to school or play football.
Okay.
And basically, I was working in LA for 04, and then I moved back home in 05. I was working construction for about a year. And yeah, and then at the end of towards the end of 05, just so happened, West Texas was still calling. You know, but hey, you know, we still got a scholarship for you. You know, we'll give you a chance to play ball and all that. So I talked to my grandparents. I said, you know, West Texas is still offering me a scholarship like 2 or 3 years later. And they said, well, you know, we'll support you if you want to go back. And I was like, man, I got to go back. I can't be, you know, digging holes the rest of my life. So basically I went back and I definitely got refocused. You know, I'm definitely more mature than what I was my first couple years in college. And, you know, it worked out well. You know, my school was, I've been going to class, you know, I definitely bettered myself in there and played football at the best I could. And now I'm at the NFL Combine, you know.
Did you ever think you'd be here when you were, you know, whatever? What did you say you were doing? What were you doing working in LA?
I was like bouncing in Hollywood and doing like security jobs and stuff like that. And I definitely don't think, you know, going through West Texas, I just was happy going back to school and playing football again, you know. I didn't think, you know, I possibly could have been here 2 years ago, you know what I mean?
Once you finish your degree?
I have like a semester left.
Okay. Are you getting something you're gonna
do? Oh yeah, for sure. I just figure, you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm gonna give it all I got right now, and if it don't work out, you know, I definitely can always go back to school.
Is Sean Thompson, do people talk about Sean back at West Texas?
Yeah.
Because he was a second round pick from there just a few years
ago.
Yeah,
actually they do. I think he had all kind of stuff over there, like awards and stuff for him over there, and like I'm not sure if he has a scholarship or something at the school, but yeah, they definitely still talk about him for sure.
What do you remember hearing about him?
I just remember that he was a great athlete coming out of West Texas. Like you said, he got picked up and you know did well for himself basically.
Steve Allen out here, and
he didn't go to the Hula Bowl. He was supposed to go into Texas, but yeah, something had happened. But yeah, I'm glad, you know, that he made it here, that I made it here for sure. You know, it just shows like you know, obviously it's a better route if you go from Division I. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it definitely opens up opportunities for you know guys from my school just to feel like an equal chance. You know what I mean? Like you know, if you do what you do and as best as you can, you might have a chance. You know?
Yeah. Are you doing full work out here? You gonna run and everything?
Oh yeah, definitely.
When's your pro day?
I'm actually gonna do the pro day with the University of Hawaii. It's on April 1st.
Hopes for the draft?
Man, just hopefully someone gives me a chance. Basically, I can't really say exactly what it is, but just definitely I can prove myself, you know, as a player, and you know, someone gives me a chance to play, definitely.
Where have you been training at?
In Redondo Beach at Velocity Sports in LA.
Oh, okay. Who's your trainer?
Ken Vick.
Oh, okay.
What did it mean to you to have such a successful senior season there? You know, you guys, what, you set a school record with 12 wins, I think, is that correct?
Yeah, we went undefeated. That was one of the craziest moments and favorite moments of my college career, definitely. Going undefeated, you know, my last year playing college football, and then now this, you know. So I definitely feel like that was a great experience for me.
When did scouts start stopping by West Texas and looking at you?
I would say in the spring after my junior year, maybe that, about that spring and summer, you know, they would come a little bit. And then once football season started, and for sure, they were there a lot, which was surprising to us. I mean, a lot of scouts are there, you know, coming to D2, you know, West Texas, like, definitely.